I'm not waiting for you niggas. Headphones on. Get your shit together. All right, the goddamn general's back for law and order. Because there has been none, okay? This nigga's doing weird shit on pods, okay? And we have to come back. I hate the word normalize. Come on, man, where are you? This nigga's shaking the tambourine. I guess I'm doing the gospel. Okay.
Rouse.
I'll allow it. Testing 1, 2 on the microphone.
I'm emphasizing your words.
Can you please shake on the microphone so I can hear it?
Yo.
Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Ben, are we cooking?
We are.
All right. Give me some of those sweet, sweet Benny Productions, please. Where's my cup?
It's in my cup.
Negro.
Stays in my cup. In my
fucking cup. Chris has me drinking rum mixed with weed juice.
Hey, shout out to Hi You, because guess what? We on the way.
So whatever I say. You know,
are we? No, we shouldn't. They ain't paying us. Turn that bitch off.
The NWO podcast is not responsible for the thoughts and feelings of Plus. Benny, whenever you're ready, let's get the fuck to it, huh?
In 5, 4.
Ooh, shit. 2. Fuck. This drink hurts.
NWO podcast.
In fact, I got called the nigga so much, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Turn my headphones off.
They are.
That's me.
Little bitch, we some niggas with a pin. 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 Nigga with a pin. Nigga with a pin. Nigga. Nigga with a pin. Nigga with a pin. Nigga. Nigga with a pin. Nigga with a pin. Nigga. 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 Nigga with a pin. Nigga with a pin. Nigga. Nigga with a pin. Nigga with a pin. Nigga. Nigga with a pin. Nigga with a pin. Nigga. 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 I know some niggas and they got a pin. Bitch, you need a pin. You should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin. You should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin. You should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny. Real niggas, we ain't never been friendly. Podcasting, cause this shit crazy. On vacation for to have another baby. Not for real. I can't afford no more infamil. I'm finna get a second of me and cut this shit. Get a snip in the dick. Okay? I heard it cost 5 B's.
What?
I can do that no more jits for me. Sipping on Apple Ton. You fuck niggas lost and we already won. NWO ho. We the best podcast show, bro. Big shit like a fro, bro. Cooking niggas like arroz con pollo. All right, it took me a while. I just had to get it out. It took me a while. Froze.
Like roast con pollo. That's rice and chicken, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
Habla Espanol.
The Hispanics do good things with rice, and that right there is one of their best.
That shit is amazing. That shit is fucking
arroz con pollo and chaufa. So we got that Peruvians.
Roast con pollo is a dish.
It's a dish. I want to say
chicken and rice.
I thought that's just how you say rice. But no.
That's how you say rice and chicken, but it's a specific dish. And then you remember you went to Christie's wedding, yeah?
Yes.
The Cubans do some shit called paella.
Bro. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know paella.
This nigga had a fucking pan the paella. Size of that table.
Yeah.
Okay? And he had a fucking spoon the size of a broom, and nigga is whipping.
Was it a seafood paella?
Yeah, I don't
know. It was seafood.
I was picking out shit.
Ah, okay. I know the seafood paella.
Yeah. But the Hispanics, they come in second. In rice affairs to me, right behind the Haitians and right before the Asians. It's a very respectable spot, I think.
That's crazy. Somebody could be higher than Asians in rice.
I mean, because you know, here's the thing. With the Asians, they put cool shit to go in conjunction with their rice. But if you just had bare Asian rice, it's not the vibes.
It's not.
They don't season the rice.
Not at all.
They season the shit around the rice. They'll season the vegetables to go with the rice. But not the rice.
Makes sense.
See, like that's us doing all that extra shit with the sazon, the seasoning, and all that shit.
Going out of there, bro. I'll never forget. I went to a Chef Creole sponsored event, and by the time I got there, there was only rice left, and I was starving. I was like, "Fuck it, give me a bowl of rice."
Gotta eat some rice.
And the rice was so good, it felt like a full course meal. Like the shit was so flavorful.
nourishing.
It was so flavorful.
Now, was it rice and beans or was it just rice?
Rice and beans.
Yes. Red beans?
Black.
Black beans.
I want to say.
You sure they weren't red? Because sometimes the red ones could...
It's just, dark. It was dark-ass beans.
Yeah. They're probably red beans.
It was equally usually, dark beans.
Usually Haitians make rice with red beans, green peas, or gungu peas.
Boy.
Gungu.
Bussin. Sorry, Ben.
We love gungu peas.
But ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. Niggas with Opinions podcast.
Because there's more than two of us. Whole ass niggas.
Niggas with Opinions, Circular. Yes, we came that far. I am Bennessy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Wow.
Ricky the Prince.
Wagwan.
And the Vegan Trap Lord himself.
You almost fucked up.
Almost.
He almost said hello.
Yeah, he almost said it. He almost broke code. You
almost let his American slip out.
First off, I want to just give a quick shout out to the Dominicans out there. What they say? What?
They don't pay us, nigga.
Is he Dominican, though? Are you guessing?
No, it says product of the Dominican Republic.
Good. They make wine?
Yeah, apparently.
A strong-ass Dominican on the gut.
He doesn't even look Dominican. He looks like he's fucking Russian.
I have not fucked a Dominican in years. Jesus. I need to really.
How did we get here?
It's been a long time.
How did we end up here?
I haven't fucked over the border. How's everyone doing?
They'll be fucking over good. The wall in a minute.
Good, good, good.
Well, you know what? I've done Mexican before, and I have no need to go back. It was okay, though. You know, it was cool.
So you're not really into tacos?
Hilaire. Because that's what the lips kind of look like. How are we feeling, guys?
A little beef tacos.
Feeling fine until we start talking about it.
Soft shell or hard shell?
I beat that little quesadilla up. Every time I tell myself a mental note, hey, right before the podcast starts, plus, let's try a little less pussy talk in the first 5 minutes. Fuck, man.
Oh, man. It's good to be home.
Talking about fucking fajitas right now.
That's crazy. I'm trying, guys.
I like that.
I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. That's not fajitas. Weed. I'm trying.
We're talking about fucking fajitas. Fucking fajitas. This nigga got bars, man.
Ben, how you doing?
Nigga, I'm all right. I'm feeling as of recently, I might have to go on the social media fast. Because shit on Twitter is going crazy, man. It's going crazy.
I have a theory about it, but I want to hear what do you mean specifically by going crazy.
I'm tired of all the in-house fighting. I'm not sure if it's a product of me getting older, but I'm tired of seeing the in-house fighting. And when I say in-house, I'm talking about us niggas.
Black women and black men.
I'm tired of seeing it.
I have a theory, right, that because one, I consider myself to be somebody in the streets. I'm constantly talking to people. I'm performing. I'm doing things. And one, I want to say, like, that man versus woman shit in our community, I don't believe it's a real thing. I do believe, though, that, like, these profiles are fake.
I just tweeted that.
These profiles are fake. Yeah, yeah. The same way the Russians made a bunch of niggas go online and tweet pro-left and pro-right shit and rile up people on both sides to throw off our election. I believe that that taught the world about, like, social media manipulation. And if we look at things that are going around, I think that there's more than one thing that's showing us that, like, they're trying to break up what's left of the black household.
Division.
They're trying to break up what's left of the black family. And especially because they're nervous about the white population and they're nervous about white reproduction.
And we can't get over 12%.
You understand?
They nervous.
And every decade, the white man has a new ploy to destroy the black families. The 70s, you know, it was welfare, taking niggas out of the house. The 80s, crack did it. The 90s, mass incarceration. Now, it's a fucking full-on internet campaign to make us hate each other. And it seems menial. It seems petty until you understand what it did to the fucking election.
It's a part of political warfare now.
It's warfare.
It's warfare.
Psychological warfare.
That too. All of it. You know, You know, funny we mentioned that. You listed off like the timelines, like the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm not sure if y'all been watching The Boys, but there was a piece of the of one of the episodes, I think it was episode 2 of the newest season, where they spoke of like the old missions that the, I guess, the superhero group that came before the Seven used to do. I think it was in Nicaragua or somewhere, some Spanish-speaking country.
Yeah.
And you know I'm watching The Boys.
They spoke of how they had to, you know, had have their mission funded by the sale of narcotics. And they were selling the narcotics in the United States. And I forgot the black actor who's a part of The Boys. What was his name?
He plays Mother's Milk.
Huh?
M.M.?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm
it was M.M. sure. Who asked... Were you part of the other thing too?
Were you part of the other thing, and did you have a special like initiative regarding selling that the narcotics? And she said, yes. Our directives were to sell it in primarily urban and black communities.
But like, that's how much of a secret it's not anymore.
Yeah, exactly, bruh. I don't understand that. And everybody's still licking boot. What the fuck is that about?
Because America will have you believe that like, crimes of the past can't be punished right now. Meanwhile, they're still arresting Nazis. Okay?
Barely.
They're still putting Nazis in Germany barely on the fucking stand.
They find
to pay
Nazis
for shit
over
a century.
Government.
Come on, man.
They put Nazis in position in government, in charge of healthcare. They don't put the motherfuckers in jail. You know how much motherfucking Nazi scientists came to America seeking asylum because all they were doing was being scientists. Right. There's a fucking federal document on this shit, bro. Operation Paperclip. Google that shit for yourself.
If you go to like when you go on Twitter just to talk about like the fake accounts, how many of those hip hop accounts you think are run by black people?
None.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the most talked about genre, most copied off genre? Hip-hop.
Hip-hop, rap, trap.
So these hip-hop enthusiasts, these hip-hop heads, these little white kids, these kids are tweeting, even about the Young Thug trial, they're tweeting crazy shit that's getting crazy impressions, that's causing crazy controversy, stirring up crazy conversations, and what is it doing? It's splitting up people.
And it's not real, bro. They're not real
shit.
People don't, but it has real consequences in the sense that like
that?
If you see that man versus woman shit every day,
every fuck,
it will permeate your thoughts. And eventually that permeates your attitude. And it permeates into your attitude, and then like it becomes how you think and act and speak.
I remember.
So with Ben taking a break, it's some of that like when you notice that it's about to seep in. The healthiest shit you can do is take a break.
Yeah. I remember I used to literally wake up in the morning and my first tweet used to be, what you bitches mad about today?
Because you knew.
Because you already knew like what you was about to see. These niggas ain't shit. There's this, that. There was a girl who came out like 2 or 3 years ago where there was this account pretending to be her. And tweeting all, she was like a poet or some shit, like tweeting all this crazy shit. When they found out who the person was through the IP address, it was this white man, this old white man. Oh, he was trying to talk like a sister. He was trying to do all this crazy shit. Like,
yes,
doing
sis, period.
His job to make sure that he causes confusion and dysfunction.
And when she was losing followers and losing sales, she was like, bro, I don't even talk like this. They're like, no, this is your account. That's not my account.
Period, sis.
Like, come on, bro. Like, that's why that shit fucking bothers me, man. Like,
fleet period.
Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, the fuck out of here.
Richard.
I'm sorry. Just one last thing. I know it's a real thing because there are times where I would, like, post about me having to take a break or needing or feeling the need to take a break. And people would, like, DM me and saying, yo, I feel the same way. Black women.
It's here.
Black women are agreeing with
like
me.
Like, I told you guys when
it's too much.
I told you guys when I took the year and a half off of Instagram and when I came back on and I was sometimes like, I don't even be on Instagram like that anymore. But it's just like, bro, like just seeing the shit people are talking about, it's like, bro, why is this important? Why is this getting you mad?
And look, listen, I'm tired of y'all. I'm tired of y'all with these pseudo affirming memes that y'all post on y'all stories. where it's really supposed to be a low-key shot to your imaginary haters. Stop it. Go do something to put a smile on your face.
Per the memes and the quotes that I'm seeing, like, we're never going to have couples again.
No. Based off of how it's looking.
We're never going to have couples again.
Nah, it's just a whole lot of fucking.
These...
But how do you control the black population?
It just seems like everybody's standards are crazy. Everybody's like criteria for what they want out of somebody is insane.
Unrealistic.
Both men and women are losing their fucking mind.
Both men,
yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with you there.
You know what I mean? Like I wish I could point to one side, but both men and women are losing their fucking mind.
Equally losing their mind.
Like I always say, if you don't fit into the category of man or woman, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah. Sit this one out, playboy.
Or play girl.
Sorry.
Play. Come on, bro.
Play person.
Player. Look, player.
Oh, my God.
Player one.
Yeah, play.
Player one.
Play person, yes. Come on. Come on, now.
That's a good title, though, no?
Play person. Person.
That's, okay, we can add that to the list. That's stupid. I want to let you guys know that's stupid. It's dumb. Play person.
In the context of what we're saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
I don't want to be disrespectful when I say person, play buddy. Black.
Hey,
you guys know I don't know how to play fair, so I'm sitting this out.
Okay. You're trying to contain yourself. Okay.
I was just listening to Ricky say, "Get it. Let me get this straight," and I said, "There's nothing straight about this. Let's get it, man."
That was the other day,
guys.
Nigga, that was a few weeks ago,
guys. I can't believe it's that possible to be that funny that fast. Okay, that shit was ridiculous.
Let me get this game.
Rick, how you feeling, brother? How are you?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm just in this crossroads right now in my life where I really, 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 really need to find something to do with my life because I cannot work I work in an office where it's 40 people in this office as far as a major health system. And I'm the only black guy. I'm surrounded by women all day, white women. And where I happen to work, it's not like your white women you see on. It's like middle of America white women. So we have nothing in common. And every day I feel like I have to prove myself. It's just not a good mix for me. Mentally, it's just not good for me.
Do they flinch when you go to lunch?
They don't flinch.
Like if you sneeze too hard, are they like, oh, shit?
No, they don't. But like...
do you have to get in the elevator by yourself?
No elevators. But have to, like, you know, cross them in hallways and do meetings and shit with
they
them.
They clutch their purse.
No, but like, that's the thing. Because it's not always that, like, some white
it's
people
shit.
Have
that's
a
what
way.
I'm saying. I'm trying to gauge the level of racism in the workplace. Like,
it's like you were in a meeting and they'll ask you about your workload and you'll say certain shit and they'll make certain little comments like,
oh, that's nothing.
You sure you don't need any help with that? Like,
no. Oh, like you can't manage.
Yeah, bitch, like, did I say I need help? You didn't ask anybody else in here.
Like, intellectually, you just can't hold the weight of this workload you got.
So the other day I was at the printer and I'm like, yo, I'm just looking at the printer because I'm trying to find my name to scan myself something. And one of them walked by and says, is it giving you a hard time?
Like, you just can't figure out how to work this machine.
I just can't press print. I just cannot. I don't know how to load paper into the machine.
Oh, hey, you ever did just your job and have them try to throw you a parade?
Yeah.
Bro, I hate that shit.
Let me tell you, because people look at me and I guess they figure I talk like Trick Daddy.
So right? You're stupid.
Crackers call me well-spoken all the time and it made me want to fight.
I hate that.
You're so well-spoken.
You speak so well.
You speak so well. I love the way I love the way you articulate your words.
I get off stage. I would have never seen that voice coming out of you. Why, Cracker? Why? Tell me why.
Ricky has such a calm demeanor.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm a person.
Why?
What are you used to seeing?
Because I'm a big black guy. You thought I was going to be this fucking raging monster?
Yeah.
Like, calm the fuck. So this shit don't be sitting well with me. Because you know this racial undertones, bro. Like, it's... The shit...
It could also be sexist undertones.
That too. But remember, I came from a completely dominant, Haitian-dominant, motherly environment. Whereas, you know, all these Haitians, I'm around my people all day, every day.
Yeah.
To now going to this, it is not good for me, bro.
I feel like instances where I have to ask myself, was this racist? It's a little
usually
worse.
It's racist.
It's worse than being called a nigger. Because if you call me a nigger, I know.
You know.
I know.
This shit here, I'm telling you, you don't like, it's not a good film.
But like when they say some of that dumb slick shit, I'm wondering like, is that racist? Is it not? Was she trying to be shady? Is that meant to be offensive? Is it a slip of the tongue? Like, I hate that whole gray area of having to wonder whether or not they said some shit that I should be.
Call me nigger so I can smack you around and get it over with.
Just say it.
This little tug and pull of like, what the fuck? You know, it's weird. I hate it.
Just put a noose in my desk so I know what it is.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, go ahead, man.
What's the name of that Comedy Central nighttime? Not Jesse Smollett. What?
Said Comedy Central.
Why is that a guess for any question we'd be asking? Why would he ever be an answer for any question we ask here?
He has his nighttime show.
He got the wild Wheel of Fortune guest.
He's African. What's his
Trevor
name?
Noah.
Trevor Noah. He had a beautiful analysis as to like the difference of racism in America as opposed to where he comes from. He says like he feels like it's worse here in America because at least in Africa, we know, we see our enemy. We know who our enemy is. We can fight it because it's very blatant. Over here, we have microaggressions. We have undertones. We have like, you speak so well. You're well-spoken. Oh, you did a great job. Or who taught you how to write this? I got that question before in the office when I wrote a notice. It's like, who taught you how to write?
Bitch, school system. Freestyle, ho.
I like
freestyle this shit.
When white people fuck see me out with my kids, I hate it. Another one too. I really fucking hate it.
God, bro. That smile.
I fucking hate it. Don't look at me that way. I hate that. I'm just doing my fucking job. Don't look at me that way. Bro, fuck.
I hate that shit.
Really just give me the look right.
I really hate that shit.
Fuck, bro. Like they so touched. Yeah. Go suck a dick.
Low key,
this would be normal if it wasn't for your ancestors, you stupid bitch.
But you're looking at me so triggered, like I'm saving the world. I'm just buying this nigga food, bro.
I'm doing what my ancestors would have been doing if your ancestors minded their motherfucking business.
Nigga. Shit. Fuck. Don't look at me that way, bro. Don't look at me that way. I fucking hate it.
But yeah, that's how I'm doing.
Good.
Beautiful. Beautiful. This is going really well so far. This is going great.
Chris.
Thanks for the therapy session, guys.
How are you, brother? How are you feeling?
Man, I'm doing a lot better these days. I had, like, the time that we spent apart from each other, I lost a friend. Like, real shit, lost a friend.
To what?
Oh, we lost a homeboy? Yeah.
Ricky, no, bro. Apparently it was some sort of motorcycle accident. I'm not 100% sure. Whenever it comes to things like this, I have a hard time asking for details.
Say less.
You know what I'm saying? So just hearing that he passed away was kind of
good dude too.
Yeah, bro. Rest in peace, my brother Tay, man.
Tay, man, rest in peace.
That sucks.
Did he play ball with y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've been playing ball with the homie every Sunday for like probably 6-7 years, bro. Ugh.
We could do a quick moment of silence for
absolutely.
I'd appreciate it. All this shit. Yeah. Rest in peace, my nigga Tay, man. But yeah, you know, I'm grieving. As the great Kendrick Lamar say, I grieve different. So I'm grieving.
We're gonna turn up and be ignorant as fuck today in his honor, my friend.
Absolutely. You heard? Facts, facts.
I never asked you, how would you handle on stage? Because, you know, how are you? I didn't ask you how you are.
No, nigga, I'm all right. I'm just waiting till next month to get some sleep.
Yeah, sure. That's what I was going to lead into.
No, nigga, I was touring all May.
World boss.
World boss.
You understand?
Shout out to this guy in the tour that he was on. Shout out Success. Shout out his name, Larry.
Shout out my nigga Vlad, man. Because that's the nigga. I knew Vlad before I knew who you was, before I knew who Success was.
Merkin, man. Shout out Vlad.
Shout out my nigga
H-M-V?
Vlad, man.
H-M-V.
That's the only Vlad I recognize. So I could say Vlad comfortably.
He put on a podcast.
That's my nigga, man.
Good dude. But I was gonna ask you, like, how would you handle a heckling fan? What is the considered the professional comedy way to handle it?
Yeah, because I've seen how you handle a heckling fan.
I've seen it too, but like, what is considered
the professional way to handle a heckling fan is one of two ways. You can make them a friend of yours and kindly, you know, include them in your joke, make a thing, move on, and hope that they stop.
I really want you to give details, right? So, like, all right, as a comedian, did you go through that process to learn that solution? Or was it like an OG comedian that came to you and said, hey, look, young, when this shit start happening, you try this?
Went to University of Comedy.
Is this a comedy school?
It's really a mixture of failing like a fuck with some hecklers and then like watching other people succeed. Because
research.
We don't have comedy OGs in Miami that like want to help. You understand what I'm saying? Like it's now that niggas like me who've been doing it 9 years are willing to talk to other niggas, but like I don't think it was many of niggas just willing to, you understand, be kind to give advice. Or the second thing you can do is you turn the entire crowd against this motherfucker. And you look around and say, man, this nigga trying to fuck up the show. Y'all paid $30 to be here. Y'all want to let this nigga fuck up y'all night? No! Y'all want him to get the fuck out of here? Yeah! All right, security. Get this nigga out of here. And then when they take him out the room, the whole room cheers as you go into your next joke. It's not what you want to do, but it works every time. It never fails. Never fails. Because once you tap into the crowd, once you tell them that what they paid for the ticket, everybody's on the same page. Mm-hmm. Fuck this guy.
Hey, imagine you paid your money to come to the show and think you're going to get just a little 5 seconds off.
And those clubs have drink minimums. Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
But typically, you don't want to do that to anybody who paid for a ticket unless they just won't stop.
Right. Mm. So that's a last resort.
Yeah, because, I mean, typically you should be good enough to handle whatever's in your way.
Right.
Like, I never forget, I had a heckler in, I was doing a show at Port St. Lucie at a fucking bar.
Funny enough.
And it was this fucking gold teeth. This nigga had 74 gold teeth in his mouth. just all I could see was gold teeth. Had 74.
That nigga had the wisdom teeth.
The wisdom teeth was yucked out. And the nigga just kept talking. And then I just turned, I asked him, hey man, how much pussy cost at Port St. Lucie? You look like you know. Right? And he began to laugh. And when he began to laugh, I knew I had him. So I asked him for his name. We began talking and bullshitting. And then after that, he was cool. We have a great set after the show. He's hype. Some niggas just want to be a part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't mean to be disruptive. He's just hype and excited. And when you can notice that, try your best to include him. But if not, sacrifice their ass, boy.
We saw a Puss deal with a heckler when we were talking on the Improv in Miami.
Masterful. That's, you hear me?
Fucking amazing.
I don't even remember it. What happened?
You put that motherfucker on, basically put him in center stage and made him shut up. Because a lot of people, they want to talk in the audience.
Yeah.
But when you make it
you gave him ownership. Yeah. He didn't want nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
Because it sucks.
That nigga was like, hey, nah, never do mind. Your he show, bro. Do your show.
My bad.
To say some shit from the dark makes you very powerful because it's easy.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you bomb, there's no accountability. Coward. But you put a light on a nigga? Oh, man, it's hot. It is hot.
Nah, you fried that nigga.
Yeah, you really fried his ass. Man. You had jokes for his ass, too. Shit's hilarious.
But boy, we went through some shit on this tour. Success lost a rental car in Montreal, and it was in my name.
Hold on.
Wait, how do you lose a rental car?
What the fuck you mean? This nigga parked it. We woke up, and he couldn't find it.
Dude, where's my car?
And then we had to fucking fly home and like, cause mind you,
Zoe, where's my car?
ZB, where's my car?
No. ZB, where's my car?
I was leaving the hotel, you know, to put the bags in so we can leave. So this nigga says, I parked the car. I'm gonna go find it. We outside 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm calling the nigga like, you're making excuses. Hey. But it's like, he's putting on his live voice. You know, when you hang out a nigga long enough, you know his lie voice. Yeah. He's lying to me now.
That nigga went outside. And within the first 5 minutes, he realized something was wrong.
Come on. Instead of fucking telling me that you fucked up, he doubled down and he's looking for the car, bro. For almost an hour, I was like, bro,
he knows
we have to call an Uber.
He knows where he put the car. He's seen the car not there.
So what happens? You guys have to pay for the car, like the entire...
So let me tell you something. By the grace of God, I got the insurance. Okay.
Smart.
By the grace of God.
I never get that insurance.
I never get that shit.
Nigga.
I never get that insurance.
Let me tell you, you want to know why I got the, let me tell you why I got the insurance.
God bless you.
Before I got on the plane, my mom called me. She said, hey, man, I got a feeling some fuck shit is about to happen.
Oh, boy. Be on, when they do that.
It terrified me. She said, be on your P's and Q's because there's going to be a lot of forces trying to take you down, and you can't afford to be irresponsible.
God.
Before I got on the plane for my first show, she put this on me.
God bless her.
She put this on me. So it's like,
she equipped you.
So the whole tour, I'm not drinking how I want to. I'm not collecting bodies how I want to. I'm literally on my P's and Q's because I'm afraid if I go fuck, I'm going to get robbed. If I buy weed from a stranger, yeah, I'm going to die.
You're paranoid.
If I get too drunk, I'm going to die. So I need to, if I die, it can't be because you of me to, being irresponsible.
Irresponsible. Yeah, yeah.
So when she asked me for the insurance, hey, do you want the ICU? I was like, you know what? Yeah. Fuck it. Give me the insurance.
I had my homie the other day asked me if I believe in voodoo, right?
You sure?
And, bruh. How can you not believe in mystical things when somebody can have a dream and say, hey, I deciphered something and I need you to be careful?
And that's the problem.
I don't believe in it, but I believe that it's real.
What do you mean? What's the difference?
What the fuck are you saying to me, Ricky?
No, let him explain himself.
I think believing in something meaning like you would partake in it type shit.
No, I mean,
I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Do you believe that it's real? I mean,
you wouldn't partake.
You don't have to be active.
But that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't partake, but believing and agreeing, like, I guess I worded it wrong.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah,
I
nah.
But yeah.
I'm with you on that, though. Like, I'm not going to delve into forces that I can't fully understand. Yeah,
but that's just definitely 100% real.
Bruh.
150%.
Because the motherfuckers who do understand how to decipher dreams and how to just fucking know vibes.
That shit is real.
Forget voodoo, but just fucking knowing vibes, nigga, that take a higher level of intelligence, bro.
Nigga, voodoo got a smell. Like that, like you can go to certain motherfuckers' house and know you involved,
you
affiliate.
Yeah.
Like you could, like it's cause like the Florida water and other shit that they use, it just got a smell. You know, you feel. Nigga, I used to date a voodoo priestess and I didn't know that she was a voodoo priestess.
Nigga.
Okay.
You don't be scared, nigga.
I didn't know to be scared. You're not hearing me.
No, but now, nigga, you know now. You're not scared?
Bro, what was she going to do? I mean, yeah.
You was fucking some, like, you was fucking some devil pussy.
It's really, you have to do a lot of work to really curse somebody. You really got to be tapped in to fuck somebody up.
Nah, I'm sure.
The casual nigga just can't fuck people up.
Nah, listen.
You really got to be tapped
100%
in.
I'm 100%
sure. So, motherfucker,
you got to sacrifice some shit to tap in.
Me and this woman are dating. Haitian woman, super cool, super nice, super kind. The thing is, you just assume everybody Christian, right? We have, you know, we have our standard 9 months. It was beautiful.
When was this? High school?
This was, I was working at Teleperformance. So I had to have been 23.
Oh, okay, 23. Okay.
Why has all of South Florida at some point? Hey.
I used to bust that hour from day just to go to Teleperformance and throw my life away. So we fall out, and then a few years later, Instagram pops up. It's popular. I follow her on her page, and she is full-blown, like, dancing to the drums, being possessed, falling out, spitting out the alcohol. Like, she's doing shit.
On Instagram?
Yeah, no, I mean, like why hide? You know what I mean? Like, it's what they do.
No, I'm saying, but on IG,
on Instagram, and
shout out to early IG, man.
She's like a
That was a wild place.
I don't know what they call it, but she's kind of the person that people go to for advice and blessings and all that kind of shit. She's one of those ones.
Yeah,
and it's like she was living a double life.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because I met her in full bad bitch mode.
Okay, so she's one of those ones that basically provides preventative and protective services.
Right, yes. but when I met her, she was providing a different kind of service.
They would call that a good one.
Ooh, fine. You hear me? Yeah.
She,
little Haiti baby too.
That's
there was
funny.
Quite a few of them at my job that heavily partake, and I know about it because they talked about it. But I had an auntie that was heavy. You know, when we used to walk in her house, she had a lot of cats,
And those are fucking people. You hear me?
Man,
when we used to walk in the house, you know those beads, like the beads.
Niggas little, that couldn't get right.
The little bead, little stringer things you have to go through.
Niggas waiting for the chance to get turned back. Please, meow, take me, turn me back.
Bro,
meow.
I'll never forget one time we was at her crib and then Ashley started crying. And we're like, yo, the fuck is she crying about? I mean, we were kids, like, I was like 8. Ashley probably like 6 or 5. But what the fuck is she crying? She's like, mommy, mommy, mommy. And my mom's like, what happened? She said, the cat is talking to me. And, you know, the Zoes were laughing, but I believed her.
That's why they were laughing.
Because my sister said that shit with so much conviction, bro. Like, she wasn't fucking. She's like, the cat was talking. She was scared, bro. Bro,
my father gets down, right? Like he does. He's involved, the praying and the sacrificing and all that shit. Bro. And most of my life, he's gone out of his way to hide it. But once again, it has a smell. Mm-hmm. And, what's interesting about Haitian culture, I watched a documentary that said...
how the fuck you think we won the revolution?
But
literally.
At the end of the day, dog, that shit is a part of the culture, bro. It's a part of our culture as a people. Mm-hmm. And all across the board, when you check every Caribbean, they have some sort of... They have that element to their culture and to their lifestyle, bro.
Yeah, but for Haiti, it's different because Haiti literally uses it. It's a pillar. Yeah,
it is fucking, it's a pillar. Western brainwashing that taught niggas that that was something not to do in the first fucking
place. Because
they're
doing it too. Okay? Let me
they
tell,
have their own.
Let me tell
the hell yeah, nigga. America got their own, nigga. Where you think witchcraft come from?
No, astrology? Like
come on, bro.
Looking at like the stars and the planets and the aligning and
the psychic shit?
And niggas having fifth moons and all that shit. I don't know it. My daughter's mother does. Okay, this motherfucker guides my life with stars. Okay, the moves that I've been making as of late are star moves. Okay,
you're a star boy,
nigga.
You're a star boy,
nigga. She said,
"Hey, you guys hot today.
Make videos in February. Okay, if you make videos in February, something's good's gonna come from it. Just work hard, don't let up. I made them in February. Good shit came. It's one of those things. The stars see poverty for you this month. Watch your spending."
Is there a quote I can get for some type of consultation?
There are lots of consultations that you can go and get.
Yeah.
And
have one read your shit. From yours, from your advisor.
You want to go pay somebody who can like tell you exactly.
Okay. Listen,
because
bro.
This motherfucker said some shit like, I read some shit this month. Your tires might go flat or your mom might die. I'm not sure yet. Like you want somebody who knows.
Somebody that I fuck with, right? Somebody that I fuck with. Right. And I know they be on that type of shit. Right. Hit me the other day and say, hey, the ancestors got something they really need. The ancestors got something they really need to tell you.
You need to open your motherfucking ears, boy. Open your ears.
Listen, so I was.
It's
like,
a long journey to get to you. Nigga. It's a long journey.
So I was like, say word randomly. And it's somebody that I fuck with, too. That's the crazier part of that's what really threw me, because like I would tell you 2-3 months ago. I had a random person jump in my DM on Twitter, bro. It's an old lady. She looked like she was 48, right? She hit me, and she was on the same type of energy. Like, yo, look, the ancestors really got to tell you something, but you got to give up some kind of bread. Like, I had to give them something.
So stop. So back when me and my daughter's mother were dating, we'd be walking down the street, and she would get stopped by random psychics who would tell her somebody's trying to tell you something. And initially, she was terrified. So she wasn't being receptive. When I tell you, I got the witness, it's happened 3 times. But she says it happened about 9 until she caved in and listened. So what I'm telling you is, you're going to get this message a lot. They're going to keep sending people to you until they get this message through to you.
No, but that's the thing. The last person that hit me about it that I'm telling you, that's somebody that I say, all right, you know what?
Let me listen. So the first time you was like, eh.
Yeah, mother, I don't fucking I don't know you from Tom, Dick, and Harry, nigga.
But Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I know a nigga named Harry.
I don't know any nigga's name.
Your name is Dick.
I get called a dick a lot.
I'm thinking, who do I know named Richard? Who do I know? Me. You're a dick. It's you.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what Dick I'm gonna lie. If you sold cars,
Tom Dick,
Dick Justillion,
Dicky Justillion,
sounds like a nigga selling cars. Hi, I'm Dick Justillion. How are you?
Hey, Reggie used to call me Dicky the Prince.
That's stupid. That's
Prince Dicky. Fuck that kid.
Oh God. Bro,
what's the most interesting thing is that even
I don't like hearing shit like I would not want to hear nothing from the ancestors, or I would not want to know like that type of shit. I just feel like it's weird to me. I kind of want to like I just want to navigate through life, just let it play out.
Let me ask your dumb ass a question.
Go ahead.
If God sent an angel, your stupid ass, would you listen?
How I know you're an angel.
Oh, you gonna know. You ever seen how angels look?
No, because what I'm saying is, right?
Like, how do you know?
Like in the
you
context,
fucking know, nigga.
In the context of when God sent angels to niggas, it's been dressed up like that. The ancestors is not supposed to be scary.
No.
It's not this mystical shit.
Real life angels, real life angels, nigga, look fucking crazy. You would probably think it's a demon.
Let me. That's what they said. That's what they said. It don't look like what they make.
Nah, nigga, that shit is. It's several different types they describe, and a majority of them don't look nothing like anybody like you ever seen walk the earth.
Yeah, but so what I'm gonna ask you, what I want to ask you is like, let's say like a scenario. Someone says, oh, you know, same message. Oh, the ancestors want to speak to you. Ancestors want to speak to you. Like, how does it play out? Like, is it somebody that gives you a message? Is it like, how does it usually?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not the nigga. I'm three spaces adjacent to this shit. I just be listening to shit that's good for me. You know what I mean? I'm there. I'm never going to be no crystals, tarot flipping nigga. I don't think that's my journey. Yeah, but I can say that I've watched it play out enough with my skeptical ass to know that that shit's something.
And it's like people, because I've been to people's houses, they have the fucking rocks. You know what I'm saying? They have the,
those, like, the motherfuckers.
I got some rocks in here right now.
The motherfuckers who aren't faking it, because I want you to understand, there are lots of people doing shit for vibes and aesthetics.
You're right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the early dread niggas did dreads because there was a reason. The niggas who do dreads now is because the Migos do it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like just because there are tons of motherfuckers doing it, everybody not tapped in. But the motherfuckers who are really tapped in, they're superhuman. Okay? They see the future, they hear shit, they speak to higher people, and it's working out for them.
Like, Okay?
I'm telling you, Skeptical Plus has done the research, and there's something there.
I guess what I'm saying is I just would not want to know my future. I don't want to know.
But aren't there questions that you have about your future?
I just want to get there. I don't want to.
Yeah, no, but what if a motherfucker's just telling you you on the right path?
Because that's the thing.
That's fine.
But that's what I'm saying. If right now, if the ancestors come to me and tell me I'm on the right path, nigga, I am never putting the joint down. Nigga, what the fuck you talking about?
You're thinking, Ricky, you're going to die on October 31st. It's not that. It's more like, hey, man. Like the message my mother gave me, fucking be on your goddamn P's and Q's because some shit may be afoot. It's shit like that.
That's all you need.
And if the ancestors were trying to find me to tell me that, I want to be receptive. I need to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
Ancestors, so, if you can hear me, I am receptive. Kind of shit.
I'm not saying, if ancestors are telling me, murder my third-born child. Hold on now.
Yeah, whoa.
Hold on.
Slow, slow your role play, boy.
There's been times that, you know, one of you guys have called me and been like, yo, don't do certain, sir. Don't do it's, randomly.
Hey.
So maybe, yeah. That,
and,
yeah.
Like, in my youth, I probably would have fought. But if right now, if anybody calls me and tell me I had a dream vibe, you ain't gotta tell me
twice.
I'm not gonna ask you two times.
I wanted to play 2K. Anyway.
I wanted to stay home anyway.
Yeah, you ain't gotta tell me that. That's
I was going out to please those niggas.
I have
niggas.
A lot of dreamers.
Pause.
In my life. The full transparency. During the pandemic, like 7 people told me that they had like dreams of me dying. I was freaked out the whole year. Like, I know you niggas saw I was not willing to travel. When niggas were willing to travel, I was not. Yeah.
I remember that.
Because I thought there was a fucking bounty on my head. I don't even know if I'm out of the woods yet, but I know people have stopped telling me this shit.
Yeah.
It's just people that I knew from high school, people from my mother's church, like random people are telling me, hey, man, I'm having some weird dreams about you. And I never think about you. That just made me feel, ugh.
Yeah.
That's one thing about it. Like, I wish I could decipher some of my dreams. I just be having random weird-ass dreams with random motherfuckers in it, like, that I hang out with. Like, I have a random dream.
Because you don't smoke, man. But I can't imagine. Like, you be dreaming also, like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker, bro.
If you had, okay, let's say if your foot hurt, your stomach hurt, and your shoulder hurt all at the same time, right? And you couldn't figure what that meant. What would you do? You would go to somebody who fucking knew better, right?
Right.
So it's like, if you would go to a doctor with these symptoms and say, here's my problems, what does this shit mean? Why wouldn't you do the same thing for your dreams?
Bingo.
Like, if you have dreams that you feel like might mean something, we don't study dreams. That's not our, we don't do that shit.
Yeah.
But like, there are people who like, who do this.
You know why you don't? Because Western culture told you that shit is wrong.
But I'm opening my eyes. I'm peeping. Listen,
that's why I'm looking at it.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
That's why I look at. That's why I'm looking at it.
You got to take off the Western goggles,
that,
bro. Yeah.
That's the point that I was gonna make.
That's why I look at.
Once I had a chance to like jump in, because like for me, no. I'm not saying. I'm not making a comment about you continuing to talk.
I thought he was throwing shots.
Nigga Ben said, "Shut the fuck up."
No. But like for me. Especially within the last maybe half decade, maybe out to 10 years. Like I've been slowly but surely like, you know, questioning things. Like this is a part of our culture. Our ancestors, the Haitians that came before us, they did it. They, even if they didn't practice it on the level of certain people, they still took heed to the messages and the warnings and things of that nature. Why does that have to die with me? Like, I need to connect with that because, like, to a certain degree, like, there was a conversation that me and Plus had. He probably doesn't even remember this. This happened such a long time ago, like maybe 8 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. And we were having the conversation about voodoo and whatnot. And he was like, Ben, that same Bible that you read speaks of dark magic too. You think it's not real? And like, I always believed that it was real, but like, I always like had a barrier in my mind for such a long time. But I've like taken that barrier down because like their culture, and when I'm talking about their, I'm talking about the whites. That's not our culture. Like, there has to be a reason as to why they're trying to separate us from that.
You could say Western, because this is it's more than just whites.
From that, so it's like I need to connect with that.
We instilling it in each other.
It's not just white people though, because in my experience, I'm learning also that a lot of the Christian elders that we have are also very involved, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Because that's the thing. Like when you were raised a certain way, there are certain habits that you have that you don't even know might be voodoo habits. You've been doing this all your life,
right?
And it's like there are Christian people that still tap in. When things get real or when things get desperate, there are still Christian people who I see do things like offerings or whatnot. And for some reason, all the elders that I know who are like tapped in are going out of their way to hide. There's like this hesitancy to pass it down to us.
Yeah.
And part of it I know may be assimilation. Part of it I know may be like them just kind of being afraid of the kind of persecution niggas are faced trying to do voodoo in America.
Facts. Yeah. Facts.
You know what I mean? But like, I know, like my father, for example, won't have this talk with me.
Right.
Like, I know he's involved. I know this outwardly man who will tell you that he's a Christian man, but he does like voodoo and he practices and he does his other shit. But that part, he won't speak about.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so, but if it's so great, why are they're just admitting to you that they're ashamed of it.
I mean, but that's the thing. Like also, you can say the same thing about like black hair. No, all of the same reasons. It's awesome. It's great when it's natural. But crackers have shamed you, made you feel like it was bad, unprofessional even. So it's like you can self-hate yourself to a degree where like you're burying something that's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some of that stuff is real. Like you can't speak on it.
That
like you speak on it, it nullifies whatever it was you've been doing, and
shit is definitely real.
It loses power.
And when people use it for good, like they end up casting negative light on it anyway. Because like look at, just like Ricky said earlier, look at how Haiti, you know, we gain our independence. It was because we called upon the power of the ancestors to help us vanquish
with no weapons,
our enemies.
Just by winning?
Exactly.
Fuck no.
And what did they do immediately after us gaining our independence?
Persecuted
us, blackballed us economically and on a global scale.
You don't think it's weird that, like, nobody questions how Haitians beat the military with farm tools? Why is no one asking the questions, bro? These niggas had guns and knives, and niggas beat them with shovels and hoes. Why is no one asking the questions?
Hey, that's why they say,
that's where
hoes.
That saying came from. That coupe tête boulet kai,
like,
yeah.
That's where it came from.
If these niggas fuck around and had guns, it'd be, bro.
Come on.
All they had was shovels and voodoo. That's all they had, bro.
That's it, nigga.
Voodoo turned them shovels into guns and knives, nigga.
I'm not going to lie. Just the How You Doing segment took 50 minutes today.
That's fine. All right. But yeah, man, that shit's crazy. I don't know, man. That's it. That shit's very interesting to me. Like, as I've gotten older, I've asked more and more questions about it because I have family that y'all niggas know.
Brother.
Whose family's heavily tapped in.
Hell yeah.
I know people you talk to who don't show it, but they're involved. Like, bro, people you talk to.
Women, but there's nothing wrong with it.
People that we know, bro.
It's nothing to be involved in. It's something to be celebrated. You're supposed to be proud of this, man.
I don't know if we're there yet as a society.
I'm just saying, of course we're not. Or it would be like that. But that's the level of this thing really supposed to be at.
Right.
It's other people that taught us shame and taught us to not be proud of what we can't. You know why? Because then they turn around and now they're doing the same shit behind closed doors.
I just know my two aunties who were into it very heavily died horrible deaths. Like,
but on what side were they on? Like,
I mean, it was obviously the bad. You know,
yeah.
They died terrible deaths.
But you also got to think about, you don't know who their ops were.
Yeah, you know what they were doing. Fact. You don't know what they were doing. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And sometimes, but that shit run out. Sometimes it's your day.
And it's like, we make jokes about how Haitians say every time somebody dies is because of voodoo, but we also don't know what they know. We don't see what they see. Okay,
yeah.
Voodoo might come through the vehicle of diabetes. Maybe.
Yeah.
It definitely can.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody don't have to curse you for life. They could curse you with a partner that's going to kill you sooner than somebody else would.
Curse you with a fucking poison drink. It's just so many different ways, bro. Like, it's just... I've seen it.
Young age. It's just your perspective on what a curse is.
You know what I'm saying? It's real. So that anyone who thinks voodoo is fake, I'm here to tell you,
hey,
that shit is real.
If you think voodoo fake, God bless you, man.
Somebody bless you.
Somebody.
You feel me? As I say, bro, you got to stay tapped in spiritually, mentally, and physically. And at the end of the day, spirituality, being tapped in on that side, especially being in Black culture, involves a lot of that mystical
and last comment that I have, bro. Last comment. I feel like on a very, very small level, and maybe a majority of Black people don't realize it yet, but I feel like there's a little bit of an awakening, like, overall amongst Black people, because, like, all of a sudden we're into the Mercury retrograde and shit like that. We're
Man, into, that's just because, like, that shit popular,
I know,
bro.
It's bullshit, but it's like still, they're looking for a more spiritual connection to answer the shit that they're dealing with.
I'm sorry, guys. You've been making bad decisions. It's not the metro. It's not the retrograde. You're making bad fucking choices, man.
I do know one thing. I do think that there is some type of human connection that should happen with, like, Earth. Like, I feel like it's... I don't know how to word it, but I feel like...
It should be. You know why? Because Earth is the only thing that's here, nigga.
Yeah.
And we're the only living things that's here. So at the end, how can you not be connected?
So you should be connected.
It's only us and Earth in the entire existence.
I feel like they know something about us and about our past that they want to hide from us, which is why we've been persecuted for so long and discriminated against for so long.
And I will say this. Me and Ben have had these conversations.
They know
about
something.
How... You know, you can relate to this. Our upbringing was so church, 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 Bible, Bible, Bible. Still to this day, our mom is sending Bible.
As if they want us to forget something. What are you trying to do?
And it's almost like I feel blasphemy by saying this, but I question almost everything that I've learned as a child, the older that I get. Like, I question a lot of that shit now, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember we were having a conversation with Hassan about a lot of shit. And the next day, me and Ben were on the phone for maybe 4 or 5 hours. Like, our mind was blown because we were thinking one way about some shit, and then he gave us such a different perspective. And it's just like, damn, nigga.
You know what's interesting?
Sounds like bullshit.
You know how you could be asking a Christian person or even a pastor, just why is this like that? Why does the Bible do this? And there are some of these questions or like just have dead end answers or because God says so answers. Yeah. Voodoo has the answers. Like if you ask a voodoo person these questions.
Yeah, they're going to ask you. Long-winded.
All of those shits have the answers.
Long-winded. Yeah, they do.
Honest to God, they have the answers.
And then they're going to make you feel stupid by asking you what you believe and why you believe it. But now you answer.
But then again, how many Christian niggas are truly tapped in with Jesus though?
None.
You know what I mean? Because I've met some not Christian
as many
niggas
as it look like.
Who are really tapped in, and them niggas have answers. I'm not going to cap.
Yeah.
I won't cap. Yeah. Christian niggas who are truly tapped in with their Lord and Savior, them niggas have answers.
Because to be tapped in on a frequency or an idea, it's like it takes a certain level of you. So even if you push it spiritually to that level, you could still find something there, bro. That goes with any religion, worship, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, that to me, I just feel like there's two sides to the coin, but I think it kind of goes back to what you were saying, what Ben is saying. Like, I think there's a Western civilization type of education that's kind of pushing that ideal onto us. And like you said, I do heavily believe, and I think that's why Black people, Haitians, Caribbean people are starving for answers because something just doesn't make any fucking sense.
We want answers now. Everybody's
uncomfortable. It only took fucking 500 years of Haiti being fucked up to learn that maybe praying to Saint Mary is in the way. Maybe she isn't listening. Maybe the Lord forgot about the Caribbean. Maybe. No, you're right. The fucking hurricanes are a coincidence. Like every time June comes around, I'm fucking terrified because I know what's going to happen to Haiti and the Bahamas specifically.
Yeah,
come on. And fucking Jamaica too specifically during the motherfucking, remember what was it, 2-3 years ago? Mm-hmm. This shit ravaged Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Bro, these hurricanes don't come to play every fucking year from June to November. It's just, I'd be dreading watching the fucking news because I know.
Bahamas still trying to recover right now.
And I asked my mom, I said, when you were in Haiti, was it happening like this? She said, not that I remember.
No, not like that.
Not like this?
Not like that.
She said, we got heavy rains, we got winds, we got bad weather, of course, because where we're located, but not like this.
But you know why?
Earthquakes and fucking.
I give you two reasons.
But that's less voodoo and more global warming.
Less voodoo, and then these niggas is controlling the weather, nigga. Harp.
Yeah, harp. Because I'm not going to lie, until the Dominican Republic gets an earthquake and a hurricane, I'm not buying it.
Bro.
Talk about, like, listen, we can't rule out that that's not another version of them gentrifying these countries.
What do you mean?
Of course. That's 100%.
That's how they doing it.
That's 100%.
That's gentrification right there.
That's 100%.
That's global
gentrification. Bro, I can destroy how many buildings at once?
That is 100%. You may do it.
You mean to tell me that they'll shake up Haiti enough to all the Haitians clear it up and then turn it into Treasure Island or some shit?
Hell yeah.
A part of a segment of the island is already owned by Royal Caribbean. Come on. Labadi.
I never forget, me and Ben was on this fucking cruise that we had to go to. And fucking we get off the fucking boat to go to Labadi, right? And then there's a gift shop, right? Smack dab when you get off the boat, right? And I'm looking through the gift shop. It may be like literally 70 yards away. I see 4 niggas in yellow shirts like waving us down. So, you know, I'm just looking for Haitian people at this point. So I go to those niggas. They have a whole community back there of gift shop items that they can only sell beginning at that yard line.
Yeah.
Okay? The gift shop is selling all the shit that they're selling for half the price, which means that they're not giving you any real reason to go and support these niggas. Like, if you're afraid of Black people, you're going to go over there, and well, you're never going to go. You're going to ignore those boys, and they won't make any money. Like,
it's by design, bro.
It's a fucked up design. And those niggas are only American deportees, not even Haitian.
Yeah.
Just niggas who can still speak the language. Niggas who went to Edison and fucked up.
Yeah,
because there was definitely some English in that market.
Ooh,
And not by us.
Yo, what's good, kid? Come over here, kid. Like, no,
yo, ZB.
You just left, brother. You saying ZB.
Just got here.
I got these Doritos, ZB.
They just sent you back, Playboy. What's up? Play person.
Hey, ZB, send this to my old girlfriend. Send this to my OG, ZB.
Player.
All right.
It's fucked up, man.
Y'all boys voodooed up?
Nah, man. I'm not, bro. I still got more questions and shit, bro.
I just want to remind you.
We still catching up, nigga.
Say less. If you want me to invite a voodoo person, please say the word.
Please do.
I'm going to invite a voodooist.
Let's do it.
Oh, boy. I love it.
I want a voodooist on here. I want a gay nigga on here. And I want a trans person on here.
Yes. What you was about to say, just say it real quick. Nah, because I feel like he was about to say something really.
I was just going to say, like.
The look on his face was so stupid.
If you have
he's trying to figure it out.
I would prefer the kind of trans that fully commits, but if you're happy, you can still pull up.
That's crazy.
No. I want a nigga really in the game.
I don't want the one that's a, you're a boy, like, and then you like part-time.
I want the kind of trans person that can't go back.
Yeah. Okay?
I need you to cut off something.
Yeah,
I don't know what side you're going to, but either side requires a cut.
Just make sure, like full time. You're always in costume.
Okay, I don't know what you're cutting. Cut it,
brother. You're always in character. Always in costume.
Oh my god.
We were cooking. We were doing well.
What?
We're doing well.
Biggs, you're gone too far.
It wasn't me this time. Congratulations
what did I
to
say
me
this time.
Biggs.
You called their lifestyle a costume.
Oh, sorry.
Biggs.
Right?
All
right. How fucking dare you? Is that fucking hip-hop hat you're wearing a costume? Huh? Are those fucking Fred Flintstone feet you're wearing?
Yes. If you ask the white bitches at my job, yes. How come they can do it and I can't? I gotta bully somebody, too.
That's stupid. Why would you say that?
All of it. 1 hour in. 1 hour in, we're going to do it.
So,
look, listen.
I just want to say this really quick.
I want to say this really quick so that we don't forget. I've been holding this in my head ever since y'all said it. We have to add Zoe, where's my car?
I did.
Oh, yeah. I thought we did.
Okay, all right.
ZB, where my car?
Yeah, ZB, where's my car? That's the title.
We're gonna put success.
I want success on the graphic.
Yeah, I got to take a picture doing the cover art to yeah. Dude, where's my car?
Fucking asshole. I still don't know. I still haven't called them back. Like, it's on my list of shit to deal with post tour. I haven't made it down that far yet. I'm still closing out the shit.
Hilarious.
But bro, I'm gonna find out what happened to that car. And what happened, if it got stolen, lost, towed, we don't know. We just left and gave them the keys.
Man, hopefully nobody in YSL got it.
I got the insurance. I don't care what Young Thug did with it.
Have you guys ever seen the videos of some of the voodoo conventions, or not conventions, but like meetups?
A convention.
Like, it's some beautiful women in that shit.
In my mind, I just saw VoodooCon with booths.
Yeah, it's VoodooCon. The 2022 VoodooCon.
Fucking like voodoo
dog. That's where
the
world is going, dog. No cap.
This lady, she's younger.
Welcome to
She's at my job. She does voodoo. But she says her voodoo harnesses power in this plant.
The old voodoo plant trick, eh?
Yeah.
You know this one.
Her voodoo in this
the
plant.
Old voodoo plant trick.
You familiar with this one?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we've all bought the voodoo plant before. I know.
So she has to water it, give it life. It gives her advice. She asks it questions. It speaks back to her.
And she's going
to
wake up and rob your house. Don't do it. Don't get the voodoo plant.
Feed me, Seymour.
She gifts it money. All that type of shit. Like,
and then she give it right back, don't. All right, guys, so I was looking on Twitter this week, and women were talking about, there was this dude who wouldn't let this girl fuck because she wouldn't pay for her bill. And then I saw a conversation turn into
he was hungry,
but also dating women and dating people that you can afford. And it's like, I know it's kind of barbaric to put a price tag on women, but I do it all the time. You three especially are already with women. Like, what let you know that the woman that you're with was in your price range? Because, I mean, I hate to put it that way, I know you love them, but that, like, when you dated, you had to say, okay, I can afford this. I can afford to date this woman. She's not going to Ruth Chris me every day. I can afford this. Or maybe you guys can't afford Ruth Chris every day. I don't know what you guys have going on. But what let you know that this woman is in my
Can I go
bracket.
First?
Please.
Man, I could cook. I don't know the fuck wrong with y'all niggas. That roof Chris, nigga. I am Chris, nigga.
That's great. That's good work.
You know, damn roof Chris.
That's good work.
You got me, nigga. The fuck you.
Let me ask you. That's good work. Have you ever had the displeasure of dating a woman outside your budget?
Nigga, I've been balling for a long time. What are you talking about? I've been balling my whole life. I ain't never had a day off.
Love my rich friends.
I fuck with that. I fuck with that. Rick, you ever dated a woman outside your budget?
I have. And I am.
So.
Dog had to buy a whole crib.
So you still can't afford Maya?
What? She's way above my pay grade.
Okay. But what let you know that, all right, I can at least struggle to maintain and pay for this?
When I met Maya, that's back when I had free range with Ben's debit card. So he was financing a lot of the dates. So it took her a while to realize that I didn't really have it like that. She was really dating Ben. So it took her a while to get adjusted to me and my money. But I was honestly with Maya, I was just shooting for the stars. It was like a shot in the dark, and it ended up working out. Like, it shouldn't have worked out. But
shoot your shot, fellas.
You were intentionally dating above your pay grade.
Of course. Always. I would have always.
But that's what they say. Always. You gotta take your shots.
You know what, though?
You know what I'm saying?
That advice is typically for women. They don't tell men date above your pay grade. Yeah. They tell that shit to women.
I'm for it. That's why we always have those conversations about, you know, money in the household. Da, da, da. Nigga, that shit will never bought. Nigga, I want you to be successful and have shit going. I'm trying to do that shit. I'm trying to better myself. So why would I want a bum ass bitch?
Unless you forever want to work a 9-to-5, do not date under your pay grade, fam. That's craziness.
I'm reaching for the stars.
You don't date nobody you're taking care of off the bat.
And this is, I think, what people don't talk about enough, is that rich women will date you if you're always trying to get richer. That's
the thing. Just don't be satisfied with your
work at Wendy's and don't want to leave the fries. Like, if you're trying to own the Wendy's and you're step by step getting to the owner, like if you've been at the fries for 5 years, like she's not gonna hang around.
Don't you notice when you're dating a woman who has a good head on her shoulders, she will randomly ask you, where do you see yourself?
No disrespect.
Like, what's your next? She will ask you. She's not trying to like sun you, like, because women want you to want better for yourself.
That's why, like, whenever I see the young men cooking on the, I gotta have this and this and this to date, and women don't want, and men can't be loved without money, I don't buy it. I don't buy it because.
But at the end of the day, rich is not what you have in your pocket. It's a mentality, bro. You have to know you rich. Yes, it is.
That's not true. That's
you got to know, man. You talking about
women
money,
don't care
bro.
About that kind of rich. Okay,
nah, dog.
They don't care about rich.
Dude, that's why they end up with the. That's why they date the broke nigga that could get paid.
You're right. I'm wrong. You are right.
It's the
I am wrong.
It's a being rich is a mentality. So is being
really
broke.
Is. Because
you
got to
take those words
nigga,
literally.
You could be a rich nigga and have a broke nigga mentality and end up right back fucking the money up. And
yeah.
It happens.
Because you broke. Mentally, you broke. That's what that means. It doesn't mean your pockets ain't
you
got no money in it.
You could be a broke nigga with a rich nigga mentality and know how to manage the fucking money.
When a fucking garden is rich, it's beautiful. It's got life in it. That's what rich means, my
nigga.
It don't equate to money.
Some people can make $80 more fun than Ruth Chris. Some people have the ability to make to make $50 a lot more fun than Ruth Chris. Because I know 2 hours at Dave and Buster's with a nigga like me. Come on. Ruth Chris can't compare. Steaks? Get the fuck out of here. Can't compare.
Fuck needs a steak.
I'm a riot. Can't
I
compare.
Made you laugh until you couldn't breathe.
I'm really a riot.
And that's the thing. Ben, I feel like you wanted to say something.
No, no. Ben was next. I was going to ask you that. Have you ever dated a woman outside your budget?
I can't really say that I have because I was always the person setting the budget.
Okay, so then you've never had a woman like this. So let's say you've never taken a Ruth Chris woman to a Denny's. You always kind of know what kind of woman you're taking where.
Well, yeah. On top of that, like, we do the Denny's too. But you can also expect at some point in time that we go to an upscale restaurant, go to a 5-star restaurant, go here, go there.
Never anybody who felt like they were too good for the Denny's?
No. I'm very picky with the people that I date.
You too good for
Denny's? I'm very
Denny's?
Picky. Like, I don't really deal with women
that. Because the issue is I've dated a lot. So I've dated a lot of women outside of my budget, but not for long. Because, like,
yeah.
you have to learn that they're outside of your budget.
No,
you,
but
you have to learn.
You have to learn.
Hear me out. We're not going to Denny's at 9 p.m. We're not going to Denny's at 6 p.m. We're not going to Denny's for fucking lunch. We're going to Denny's because it's 4:30, 5 o'clock in the fucking morning. Where else are we going to fucking eat?
But Uber Eats for $75.
From who? At 5:30 in the morning.
Sushi.
From where?
I don't know, bro. Sushi.
Bullshit. Somewhere. At 5:30 in the morning?
Sushi, bro.
Man, hell no. You lying yeah. like a motherfucker.
Bad
that ain't sushi.
Sushi, bro.
That ain't sushi.
They do.
That nigga made that shit in the car.
Sushi at 4:15,
he
bro.
Made that shit in the car.
They all love sushi.
They all love sushi.
What is with fine bitches what and sushi?
Or fries.
Sushi
they
and fries.
They all love fries.
What's
fries.
With you,
you can get fries bitches. At Denny's.
They love fries.
Not Denny's fries. They want fries from Libu.
What the fuck, man?
No, from Miami Subs.
But hey, listen, if you out here spending that kind of money at 5:30 in the morning on any woman, bro, I need you to take two steps back and really rethink your living situation.
Just date the bitch that you don't mind paying for.
Right. Nah, that's what it comes
I'm
down
not
going to
tell any woman not to have Le Bublé standards. I'm just saying I refuse
at
to
at 5:30 in the morning?
I just don't want to pay for it.
What? All right.
We're not
so
the guy.
I'm going to find me a Denny's are, woman you
know? Hey,
and go to Denny's.
Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. But Kevin Samuels would be fucking irate listening to you niggas. Bro, because, talking about it's 5:30 in the morning.
Wait,
settle
wait,
for this
wait,
fucking pancakes.
Wait, because there's the kind of man who doesn't want to eat at Denny's at 5:30 in the morning also. They belong together.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
If you can't settle for Denny's, then starve, nigga.
Why?
Go to sleep that's hungry.
Then starve. He wants him to starve. People don't want Denny's. You want them to die?
Yeah. Until 9 o'clock when every place otherwise open or whatever other fancy restaurant you want to go to reopen. Yeah, then don't eat shit.
She wants you to wake up a personal chef and pay that nigga the stack.
Get the fuck out of here.
Pay that boy the stack to make some homemade crinkle.
Niggas, it's 5:30. Niggas not waking up for you at 5:30.
Cut the crinkle and the motherfucking potatoes for this bad bitch.
Hell nah, okay? Man.
Garçon.
You out of your fucking mind.
Okay,
I swear. You know how much you got to pay a nigga to wake him up at 5:30 in the morning?
If these goddamn fries are straight, Garçon, I swear to God.
Man, it's seven niggas in America Garçon, that could pay a nigga that much money.
If these fucking fries are straight, crinkle my shit, Zo. ZB. Crinkle my shit, ZB.
You better have your uniform on.
Okay. So then, Ben, you have at least
nigga
experienced
frying the fries
a
in his
date
draws.
With somebody outside the budget. That you just didn't go back to, or it's just you don't make a practice of that shit at all.
Again, if I was like maybe surprised by the budget, like the night that it happened, like that necessarily wasn't the reason why I would stop talking to them. That usually comes with a certain type of character.
I don't want you to misunderstand what I mean when I say budget. I'm not speaking about like a night.
Okay.
With this woman. I'm speaking about just, you know, I'm speaking more to lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, there's a kind of woman that goes on vacation seven times a year. I can't afford that woman.
Okay.
Personally. Right? Okay. But I know that that woman, if you're going to Mexico every 2 months, you're a little outside of my budget. And so have you encountered any woman that are, like, have you dated or had to a woman that's outside of yours?
I mean, I'm kind of have that going on right now. It's like she
congratulations, what a headache.
I mean she's traveling.
But then also like, but then on some level you're able to afford it. How did you know you were able to afford it?
I like, mean I would just do it. Like I just have that mindset to, you know, spend the money when I feel like it anyway.
What if you were drowning? Would that have caused a red flag or would you have just drowned until
I mean, I would adjust the way that I'm, you know, dating that person if I'm legit drowning. I'm not going to be stupid.
Sink or swim, nigga.
I'm not going to be stupid.
No one's here dated to the point of drowning before in your finances?
No, I don't let it ever get that bad.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should do that because your first.
And let me tell you something. If you're dating above your pay grade, that's one thing I know because I've dated above my pay grade. She knows when you're about to drown.
I just asked him the question, guys. I want you guys to I want everybody to hear. Ricky just tell me yes. He just dated above his pay grade. When I asked him the question 2 minutes ago.
I said, yeah, though.
Did you?
Yes. Okay. I said mine. I said I am.
Yeah. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's fine. But no, I'm saying they usually know. They see it coming. Because your patterns, your behaviors, it changes.
But they don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
So they see it coming. So yeah, I never let it get that bad.
Do you remember Mellow Yellow that I brought to Reggie's brunch party thing two years ago? Yes. Can't afford that, bro. Cannot.
She looks very fancy.
Oh boy. Could not.
I could tell by the bag.
I remember I was there for what? A month and a half or so.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Cannot cover the tap.
Expensive.
Cannot cover the tap.
Expensive.
Oh boy. And hey, deserves it. Worth every penny. You hear me? Top notch woman, worth every penny that she requires. Cannot.
But if you could have afforded it, what do you?
Oh, I'd finance her, her parents, her sisters. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Oh my God. But she cannot do it.
She was cool though.
Oh, the marvelous woman. Call me.
I gladly do nice dates all like a lot though. Gladly.
So what?
I say I gladly do a lot of nice dates though. Hmm. Gladly.
I never forget a few years ago, I was on a date with this woman. And we went to, we talked on Twitter. We linked up. We're about to go eat. And then we walk into the restaurant. And I think I'm prepared. I couldn't have been prepared to spend more than $100 that day. Huh. So I'm on edge. And she walks in. The waitress comes over. And she asks, okay, I know you guys have these drinks on the menu. But do you guys have any specials? She asked this shit, like, unprompted. And I swear to God, I fucking heard Angel sing when she asked that shit.
Yeah.
I heard fucking Angel sing. And it's like, I have never forgotten that moment. I've never forgotten that shit. It still sits with me. Because it's like, how beautiful are you?
How did I get that lucky? In this instant.
How did I get that lucky where you're coming in here asking about the specials.
Doing me favors.
Listen.
You want the 2-for-1, babe?
Our first date, 8 appetizers, and that was it. That's what she had.
You see, remember I was asking you, how did you know that you can afford her? Shit like that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Shit like that.
My bad.
Yeah. Lets me know. You know what?
Yeah.
If you're okay with appetizers in conversation, there may be a future in this for us.
Right.
Our first date was at a steakhouse. I already knew what time it was.
Yeah, okay. See?
Was it Longhorns?
No. It was another steakhouse.
Wait.
I'll bet.
He told us the name.
Can't remember.
I'm trying to think of the fucking name. I was laughing at it just the other day. I heard it on the pod recently. Fuck. It's going to haunt me.
It's going to haunt me too.
Shit.
I hope she doesn't hear this because I should know it.
We were speaking about the name just on one of these. Fuck it.
We'll think it's going to come.
It's going to come.
Yeah.
Pause.
Shit. If you're listening, this is just for the podcast. I remember.
It's the drugs.
Side note. Y'all boys ever done an escape room before?
Nah.
Yes.
Too scary.
It's not scary at all.
It's not scary.
It's not scary, bro. That's not what they're there for.
It's really a joke.
It's about critical thinking.
Yeah, you got to think outside the box to get out of the box.
And then you go end up smashed to pieces in the box.
No, bro. Come on, fuck
this guy here, bro.
Seen the movie.
Bro, I've done like 5 at this point. I'm fucking addicted. I've done like 5.
I've seen what they're about.
I'm fucking addicted.
I've seen the movie.
I'm about that.
I don't want to die like that.
I've never completed one yet. But I'm gonna keep trying.
What are you talking about, man?
It's based on the movie.
Oh, so it actually is a movie.
I mean, I've never seen it, but there's a movie.
God,
yeah,
this guy, man.
But to use that as your response,
you want
to
play a game?
I'm not doing this. I've seen the movie.
I've seen all I need to see.
That's enough for me, nigga.
Hold on now, Dominicans.
I'm telling you. Chris, I'm getting a little nice over here, bro, off the La Fuerza.
Chris, never change, nigga.
La Fuerza.
Chris is consistent as fuck, bro. Never change, my nigga.
La Fuerza.
You know what? You want to know where else Chris is consistent?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
If you think it's 2K, you're wrong.
Oh, shit. shit.
Oh shit. That's how I'm gonna start my highlights.
But
that's how I'm gonna start it.
Funny as fuck. But there is one place where Chris the Great is very consistent. And that's on the corner of 441 and Miramar Parkway, Vegetarian Delight, baby. The one and only premier spot for authentic vegan food. Pull up. We talk about juices. We're talking about smoothies. We're talking about sea moss, the sea moss god, sea moss poppy. Brand new menu every day. Some of the most innovative food you've ever had. It's delicious. It's good for you. Cruelty free. One place only. Vegetarian Delight. That's Miramar Parkway and 441 on the corner. You can see us from the light. Pull up on us. Make that U-turn and come through.
6060 Miramar Parkway.
It's been a while. 6060 yes. Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, right on the corner. Pull up on us. Call before you order. Makes it easier for me and you. Huh?
But know what you want when you call me, bro.
Which is why you go to the menu, Delight Juice Bar on Instagram.
Y'all don't understand. I'm a patient guy. I really don't have the time to read the menu 40 times a day.
I'm not going to lie. Allow me to argue on behalf of the customer. Nigga, you are not McDonald's. Number one ain't number one every day.
Okay. But if you going to pull up then.
Yeah, that's true. Don't have me reading. Oh, that's what you mean. Don't have me reading for you. Bring your ass.
Yeah, Yo, look, I'm calling. I want the oxtail. You got the oxtail ready? Nah, all right. 30 minutes, bet. Pull up in 45.
Or Delight Juice Bar.
Facts.
Every day. Instagram.
I got a question for you.
Whatever.
Does this happen to you guys often? Because I always wonder for the restaurants. Like, when somebody calls, places order, but don't come pick up the food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it happens for real?
It happens a lot, for real. That's why when people call, I'm not... 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to share your food right when you call. So calling me and telling me, yo, man, I'll be there in 5 minutes. All right.
And they be lying?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no.
You just can't get it.
Nah. And you know what? I'm not going to penalize you for it. I just can't. You hearing your goddamn food, and then when you get it and it's cold, you trying to tell me, damn, bro, that shit didn't really hit like it was supposed to. Of course it didn't.
Because you called 45 minutes ago.
Thank you. But nah, at the end of the day, I don't be upset about it because I understand where the customer is coming
I've
from.
I've never thought about it from that point of view.
But I understand where they come from. Maybe you call me on a day where you got 5 minutes. But really try your best not to do that to me. Because you managed your time bad. Now I gotta be in a hurry.
Yeah, I think the public misinformation is that or the wrong idea that they have is that you are a McDonald's. These are made to order a lot of the time.
Nah, a lot of fresh. It's made daily. So at the end, like at the start of the day is when I'm cooking everything.
But what I'm saying is that it's not just like a buffet-style type of situation where it's mass-produced.
No, towards the middle of the day, it is like that. Because towards the middle of the day, once I've cooked everything, everything is in the steam table. So we just serving the food, and whatever finishes.
Okay.
A majority of what doesn't finish is like if I was to share all of us a plate of food. So I give that to my grandmother, my family that's, you know what I'm saying, that lives with her, and they hold that down. But for the most part, what we cook is early in the day. We cook in a dish at a time. Not one dish, but right now I think my stove is down to like 2 burners, bro. I've invested into a new stove, but I haven't quite gotten it yet.
I knew that motherfucker was some racks.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not even complaining to people about the fact that I'm cooking all this food on 2 fucking burners. And then one of the burners got soup on it.
Got what?
Soup.
That shit almost exploded then.
Nah, it got soup. Like, it's just cooking.
Yeah, it's cooking. So it's cooking
all
day long. Okay. So not all day, but it's...
I thought like soup got on the burner.
No. That happens on a daily basis whenever we're boiling the peas and stuff.
When are you anticipating getting a new stove?
Oh, man, hopefully soon, bro. I have a couple of things that I have to clear up first, but hopefully we can finish paying for this stove soon. And like I say, man, I don't really do a lot of complaining because every step that I take is to move forward. You know what I'm saying? I feel like complaining spends too much time in a bad moment.
Let me ask you a question. Post-pandemic, pre-pandemic, during pandemic, post-pandemic. Oh, we're still in a pandemic, but you know what I mean. How's business?
Pre-pandemic, business was beautiful. Like, no cap, that's probably, in hindsight now, the most fun I've ever had. Because, like, I was popping, bro. Like, for real. I ain't gonna say I was popping, but everything that I would, like, every little idea that I put out there was taking off. We was doing brunches, we was doing dinners, just events here and there, yeah. But we was getting things, you know what I'm saying? And during the pandemic, that's a little tough because it was like, it was good, but then it wasn't that good business-wise. But as I say, like, I try not to complain, so I feel like even spending the time to talk about how things were slow and all of that, like, that was bad. But at the same time, I got a lot of time to spend with my kids and my wife, so I was cool with that, and I was happy about that, you feel me? But business-wise, things was a little slow. One of y'all boys disrespecting the pod?
I had my phone months. I don't know what's going on. Is that me?
Mm-hmm. I told you what to do.
He did. He told you.
What was I supposed to do?
Do not disturb.
Yeah.
He told you that.
So it's my fault?
Mm-hmm. It is your fault.
Yeah.
You disrespected the pod.
I told you to do this.
I definitely didn't do it.
Yeah. As you were scrolling through Instagram, he told you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Didn't hear it all.
And you said,
you said, you literally said, okay.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my God. Down the drain. Both of it.
All of it. Yeah. Nah, it's not ruined, though.
Just shit.
It just, what you call it, it just vibrates a little. If your phone vibrates when it rings, it just vibrates the screen a little bit.
Oh, okay, good.
But it didn't stop anything.
Okay.
We did experience a brief stoppage because I'm not sure. I had to reset the iPad, but.
No,
we did experience a brief stoppage for like 10 minutes, so I want to apologize to the viewers.
But to cap off Chris's segment,
pause.
You know, if y'all niggas want to, just...
Them crackers. Them crackers.
Donations.
There we go.
Donations.
There we go.
Donations. Donations. Donations.
Crackers. Some crackers.
Donations.
Crackers. What are you trying to convey to us, Ben?
Gifts. Gifts.
Yo.
That's right.
Support the business.
Yeah.
Support black businesses.
Yeah.
Bitchard, final thoughts for the day.
Ben plus Rick and Chris. Legends. The end.
Okay.
Fuck to it.
Final thoughts. I'm gonna fuck plus up on this one. Make sure you get that insurance for your rentals, peoples. That's crazy.
Nothing else. Pay that $39 a day to save your life. Benefit, final thoughts.
If you feel the need to go on a social media break, do not be afraid to do so. There's a reason why you're feeling what you're feeling. And take breaks. Take breaks. I mean, nothing in excess is going to be good for you. So take a break.
My final thoughts are this. If you ever find yourself feeling apprehensive or feeling nervous about taking your phone into the bathroom with you when you go shit and shower, because you're afraid of what she might think about what you have on that phone when you go do it, just remember that her feeling a kind of way is always better than her seeing what's in that phone. Yeah, buddy? Yeah. All right. You guys have a great
day. I do have something to add. I do want to say that please make sure on Instagram you follow our network page, the NWO Network on Instagram. That's where we're going to have all of our announcements and things that are coming up. We also are launching a new show this summer. It's called You in Miami. So make sure you follow the You in Miami page. There's a Twitter and there is a Instagram. It's called You in Miami. And we are kicking back off we're relaunching our Patreon. So for those of you who are still subscribed, we thank you. We're going to send you guys something for still being subscribed. And for those of you who are not subscribed, please make sure you subscribe to the Patreon. We are relaunching our Patreon, and we will be having some new content on there very, very soon. Thank you for that. Song of the week, Benny?
Song of the week. I mean, it comes at the hands of Rich Gang. Rich Homie Quan, Flavor, featuring Young Thug and Birdman.
Free to go.
We talk, free YSL,
talking about
man.
A good time.
Free Gunna, man.
What a time.
Free Gunna, free Young Thug.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. The original NWO podcast. The only NWO podcast.
Facts.
Peace.
All you other niggas could suck a dick.
Thugger, thugger, my brother. Thugger, thugger, my brother. The ring we got London on the train. Couple rollin', yes, I roll as and I pull up on that London. Both blessing, know that it. What? Where your heart at? I won't pull it all like my wedding. She know that she the bomb. Know that it. Yeah. And they know they. When they get inside that bed with me and me, you. Hey. And she. If I say so, plus she. And if I say so, when she love it, rich, if I say so. Here we come from, we gon' pay em. What? How the fuck I'm gon' buy a phone bill? Rich, yeah. Rich, yeah. I'ma come a week later. I'ma spread up, yeah, like an acre. She on the call and fade em. Plus, I ain't no who ain't fishing but a beta. Hey, don't live a life lame. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got the chopper with the Mac in the back with the stacks. Pull up in a new car. Long nose about the float. Pull up out the dope and get a show. Been a hunter and a gunner and a stunner. Getting money representing uptown. Big B's with a few C's. For the money, it'll be your own peep on you. Big matching with the OV. Backyard with the young, the low key. Five stars, ball like a real G. Real new cars, you're serving like a ten a key. Ten a key. Got a meal in the iced out, fully loaded. Fully loaded. 100 mil still flipping, checking. Digits make a young gun. Fuck. Hot, don't stop. Big money gon' pop. One stop, get your life to a. Big money gon' look rich. Flash, class, class. For the money we dash, dash. Pass. How we did it outlast. Couple rollin', yes, I roll as and I pull up on that lens. For blessing, know that it. What? Well, your heart that I'ma pour it all like my wedding. She know that she the bond. A loaded shade. Yeah. And they know they. When they get inside that bed with me and me, you. Hey. And she, if I say so, plus she. And if I say so, well, she love it if I say so. Then we perform, we gon' pay them. What? I'm gonna come buy a phone, pay them. Yeah, yeah. I'ma come a week later. I'ma spread it yeah, like an acre. She on the cover of Fatal. And she says my tie like flavor. Plus I ain't know who ain't fishing but a beta. Ain't no living life flavor. Said it, I'm coming over 3 a.m. So she better have a month. Clothes off. Wanna meet three of them, and you know that I'm pimp, drip, booted up. I ain't about to doze off. Nah. Little n, you a shrimp walking with a little. I ain't have to say a word to took clothes off. Look, they made me sleepy, love. All these damn thought out. I love my she can't go without. Wanna give them a seat, no, sunflower. I got strong jeans, my little boy legit like. I ain't trying to be what you want no one night. I'm talking about what them put up with that she in the car, and her baby daddy wanna fight me. That punk man make it jump, man. You would think it's more sponsored by Nike. I'm every little kid idol. Got more verse than the Bible. The lifestyle I live here priceless. Pull up on your like a diaper. Ripping on my like Michael. I see before it happened like a psychic. Get your don't want that broke around me. And me and Thor still on the run, so your bounty. I love my girl so much that money, I let her count it. Copper rolling, yes, I roll less, and I pull up on that little both lesson. Know that it. What? Where your heart at? I won't pull that up like my wedding. She know that she the bomb. Know that it. Yeah. And they know they. When they get inside that bed with me and me, you. Hey. And she. If I say so, plus she. And if I say so, well, she love it if I say so. Here we come and we gon' pay em. What? How the fuck I'm gon' buy a phone bill? Rich, yeah. Yeah. I'ma come a week later. I'ma spread up, yeah, like a acre. Rich, yeah. Hey. She on the call and fade em. And she says my time like flavor. Plus, I ain't no who ain't fishing but a bait em. Hey. Tell her I need some mechanical work. Plus she made me stand out like a ruler. Hey, even though I don't got all my screws, I'ma pull up on La Mama with the dude. Hey,
I'ma treat myself and buy myself a rolling and then walk into a party full of cool guys. Oh, this just might be an interesting white tee. Yeah, that is a crew cut. Crew cut. Mama say a crew cut. On that G-Tech. Pop, me Uber. When she come in, let me ride like Uber. Then I tell her mama how to ride it smoother. Baby girl, give me clues, no blues. Parallel, falling right by the Buddha. Baby, all on my Insta, no tuition. Hate leaving me when she go to school. Getting drunk, look, I'm a diving. Gotta ride around with me, make a play. Make her feel like I got ties in it. And I'm sorry, I'll send your lady. Don't know, try to play me. But I'm sorry, I'll feed your baby. First time sitting real, make it. Sitting at the top on board, no neighbor. Talk to cop a rolling, yes, I roll it. And I pull up on that list, both blessing, know that it. What? Where your heart at? I won't put it on like my wedding. She know that she the bomb, know that it. Yeah. And they know they. When they get inside that bed with me and me, you. Hey, and she, if I say so, plus she, and if I say so, when she love it, if I say so. Here we come, and we gon' pay them. What? How the fuck I'm gon' buy if I'm paid them? Yeah, yeah, I'ma come a week later. I'ma spread that out like an acre. Acre. Hey, she on the car and fade them. And she say it's my time like flavor. Plus, I ain't no way fishing, but I bait them. Hey, don't live it like flavor. Yeah. Rich gang.